Well, we came about Maha Chinook variety because we spent a lot of time in Thailand, and like a lot of growers, worried about the popular Australian variety KP trying to get it to do well in the tropics, whereas I think it was bred for the subtropics. The Maha Chinook was bred in Thailand and released for the king's 72nd birthday.
Yeah, right.
Maha means the great one, which is their king in their eyes, and he is a great king. It was released then, and we've imported it and trademarked it in Australia, so we hold the trademark rights for Australia, and we're very happy with it at this stage. We've had it for 10 years playing with it.
So in the season just gone, how many Maha Chinooks are you producing now?
Well, we're picking off about 1,000 trees, Matt, and we've got another 1,000 of young ones, and we're reworking a lot of our problem KPs as fast as we can, and we'd like to plant some more if we can find some more land. Yeah. We're quite confident in them that we would plant quite a lot more if we can find somewhere to plant them nearby.
So you must love this variety. What do you like about it?
Well, I like the fact that when you plant it, it produces fairly quickly and it produces prolifically, and it is fairly typical of a tropical mango that it will respond to manipulation, whereas the KP is pretty stubborn and doesn't like to respond much to manipulation.
Yeah.
And it does have good colour. One of the things about it, it's almost a rainbow colouring. It's a bright red, bright yellow, and maintains some green on maturity. It's got a very thin seed, and it's got a very good shelf life. Very strongly fungus resistant because it was bred in the tropics. We're not bringing it from the south to the north, which has been one of the problems with a lot of varieties. They're very prone to fungus because they weren't designed for it. And the key point is, of course, it's very yummy. It tastes better than anything I've eaten.
Well, that is what it's all about. Where have you sold this mango and what's the feedback been like from the consumers?
We test marketed little patches all around Australia, and then we zeroed in to the leafy suburbs at the upper end of the market, mainly Perth, because I come from there and we've got plenty of people to go down and give me feedback from Perth. And we're doing probably about 20% better in value than any other of our varieties down there. But that's in the leafy end of the suburb at the top end. We have put it into the mass market in Adelaide, and we're getting pretty good results out of that too.
And is export a focus for the future?
Definitely, because we've got a good relationship with the Thai Export Mango Association, and we work with them on the Nam Doc Mais to Switzerland, and it's a good relationship because if we can't supply, they supply. We're complementing one another and not competing. And we believe we can do the same in the US now that we've got theoretical entry but not practical entry. Once we get practical entry, we'll do the same there with them. There's a huge Asian population in there, and they'll take our Nam Docs and our Mahas. Very good reception with Mahas in Germany. I'm told it's the most popular mango in Germany at the moment.
And so, hence why you're trying to grow as many as you can. You are after extra land across the road. We'll wait and see what happens there. And in the meantime, you're actually grafting this variety onto some of your Kensington Pride trees, is that right?
That's correct, Matt, because Kensington Pride, particularly on the deep, rich, red soil, it's probably better off having bananas on it than Kensington's. The Maha Chinook continues on. It's not soil-dependent, whereas most of us know that the KPs are a bit like grapes. If you put them on some rough country, they'll do as they're told. You put them on deep, red, silty stuff, they'll just do as they please, whereas the Mahas will do as they're told most of the time.
And you've grafted 1,200 trees. I presume that's a big job?
Yes, it is a big job. It's bigger than most people realise. But the returns are a little bit quicker, and the fact that we've run out of land, that's our option for us.
Yeah, just on how quickly you can turn that graft into fruit, what is that sort of time frame?
I think for an economic return, about 3 years from the time you cut it. Yeah. Whereas if you planted it, you're probably in all reality looking an extra couple of years.
So for this mango plantation out here in Acacia Hills, what is the next 5-10 years? What is the plan when it comes to this variety?
Well, we'd like to get some land adjoining us if we can, and we'll plant that. It lends itself better to closer planting than, say, R2E2 or KP. It's closer to a Calypso variety in its planting and its yielding and its period to produce an economic return. But We believe it's the best tasting mango in the world at this stage.
Yeah, well, all the best for grafting, and hopefully catch you in September and we'll try some of these Mahajanooks.
No, we'll do that for sure, Matt.